It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Stay tuned to find out what seniors of Valley's High have to say about their future.
This is Ian Kavitek, and I'm here with
Hunter Wilson,
our next senior in the spotlight. Now, Hunter, how does it feel to be graduating here soon?
Pretty awesome. I can't wait.
Tell me, what was your favorite part about it?
Probably hanging out with all my friends.
What did you guys do as a friend group?
Just chill in the senior lounge. I don't know, 3 kids.
All right. And do you have any plans for after you graduate here?
Yeah, just going to work. That's about it.
You say go to work, which is also a great thing to be doing. You just want to get right up into the field of working.
Exactly.
Want to start making that money.
Seriously.
Do you know what job you will be working in?
No, I do not.
All right. What was your favorite class in high school?
Probably shop.
Why shop?
Making a whole bunch of metalworking stuff and welding, all that stuff is really a good experience to get your hands on, and I really enjoyed it throughout my high school.
And would you say Mr. Miller does a good job at teaching that?
Oh yeah, he does an excellent job.
What are other things that you learned in shop?
A lot of bookwork, like just more technical stuff.
All right, and do you have any advice for anyone still in high school?
Yeah, don't goof off, do all your work, and stay in school.
Stay tuned for our next senior under the spotlight.
All right, our next senior into the spotlight, Taylor Anderson. Are you excited about graduation?
Yeah.
A little bit. Do you feel like you're prepared? Did the Valdez school system prepare you academically, ready to challenge the world?
Yeah.
All right, and did you work during high school?
Yeah, I worked for the Valdez summer fun camps for the past 2 summers.
So that's probably prepared you a bit for the real world, because a lot of high school kids have never had a job, right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed working there.
And what do you think you learned there that you can take into the real world?
Dealing with people, probably.
And with that, you have to deal with young kids, you have to deal with adults. There's a balance there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so moving ahead, you did summer camps with kids. Are you interested in having involvement with kids? Is that maybe part of your plan long term?
Well, I've thought about maybe going to like special education teaching, but I'm not sure if I want to do that or not. I'm still kind of deciding what I want to do.
All right. Any idea how to get there? Or right after graduation, are you going to take some classes, get a job?
I'm planning on just working for a while, I think, and maybe saving up money to go to school later.
Looking far ahead, what kind of person do you want to be? Is that something you look at, you know, 20 years down the road? Sometimes your job is not the main thing that matters. What are the characteristics that you think are important?
I want to have a family probably at that point.
All right. And any advice for young kids on coming up through the Valley system, how to enjoy school more?
Do your homework and try and get into extracurriculars or like sports and stuff.
What are some of the extracurricular activities that you've been involved in that have really made a difference for you?
I've been in cheerleading for the past 5 years, and that was definitely a big thing for me. It helped me come out of my shell a lot because I've always been really shy, and I'm not quite as shy as I used to be.
And Tina Fyferick's not going to let you hide in a corner, is she?
No, definitely not.
Thanks to the sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand and Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valdez Refinery, Haltness Equipment, Brennabell and Clarkson, and the Valdez Senior Center.